Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 411 for Monday, May 30th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were higher Monday morning due to action in the Canadian currency. The Canadian dollar was lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola more attractive to domestic crushers and foreign buyers. Canola was anywhere from 80 cents to $3.60 above unchanged, with the July contract checking in at $513.60 a ton. That's up 80 cents. The November contract was up 80 cents as well. It checked in at $519.10 a ton. Light volumes exaggerated the gains as U.S. markets are closed for Memorial Day. Concerns over dryness in Alberta have eased, with parts of the province receiving 1 inch of rain since May 13th. U.S. farmers continue to swap out corn acres in favor of soybeans, which was bearish. Gains in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were supportive for canola. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. As I mentioned, U.S. markets are closed for Memorial Day. However, when markets return tomorrow, soybeans can expect to receive support from weather forecasts calling for planting disruptions across the Midwest due to showers and thunder showers. Demand is still there as China just booked 110,000 tons of soybeans. Soy meal has seen some profit taking as of late, and livestock producers may be turning away from it in favor of corn and dried distillers' grains, which are both mostly cheaper. China continues to flood the market with corn. Over the weekend, it sold just under 1 million tons it had stockpiled from 2011 and 2012. Much of it has been earmarked for alcohol, starch, and feed manufacturers. The USDA estimates world stockpiles of corn have increased by around 60% since 2012. And U.S. wheat has been trading in a narrow range as of late, with both Kansas City and Minneapolis falling with profit-taking on Friday. Strength in the U.S. dollar has been weighing upon wheat markets. The fundamentals remain bearish for U.S. supplies due to cheaper grain throughout the world. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, May the 30th, in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.